You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The power sweep. Actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into PTA Live. You got Tim live in Green Bay. We got Jacob the Beard on the border of enemy territory in Minnesota. You guys can check us out. Packernet Podcast. And of course, you can email the show PackersTotalAccess@gmail.com. Jacob, how's it going tonight, man?
Ooh, it's going good, man. Just ate a bunch of chili. So if you see me randomly just leave for a minute, you know why I'm dealing with that. It's been rainy all day here in Hudson, Wisconsin, so it sounds like it's moving right into your way there. So, yeah, my stream cuts out because it's raining like crazy outside, but we're going to be doing a mock draft Monday on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, just like you had chili on Taco Tuesday. Exactly. I did tacos tonight. You know, I kept it real. Taco Tuesday in this household for sure.
Yeah.
Without the boss tonight, Clayton looks like he's held up tonight. So we're going to do our best to pull off a show. As I see everybody rolling in here in the chat, shout out to Eric Sutherland in the chat, M. Smitty, A. Fam, Larry Cano is in the chat. Who else we got in here, Jacob?
Dumpster. A ton of people. Jay, Deadfish, Afm's there. We got M. Smitty. We got all a bunch of people. Bates, obviously. If you guys maybe got a chance to float over to either my Twitter or Clayton's Twitter, I was able to put up a few of those songs that I made of the guys. Saw a few people were in there, saw some likes on there. That's cool. But yeah, I figured if we'll just go over quick what we're going to cover today. We're going to look over a Paul Breddle article where it just talks about the OTAs, give you guys some other dates real quick that we need to keep aware. Because before you know it, can you believe it, Tim, that in 7 days, roughly 8 days, from tomorrow, we're going to have the draft. I mean, it's
music to my ears, man. Right? Music to my ears.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll touch over some dates like that. Breeze into some draft talk. We'll lean pretty heavy on the chat tonight, guys. So let us know. We're going to start a draft coming up here in the next segment. But we're kind of trying to toss around with what to do exactly with it. Should we do like a 7-round mock with just the Packers? Maybe picking an offense or a defensive position for each pick. We tossed around the idea of doing like a 3-round mock for the whole NFC North. I don't know. You guys think about it.
Well, we definitely want to trade back, right?
Because we want to trade back and try to stick in the first round. So maybe just do like a 7-round mock with the Packers, but try to trade back in the first, keep it in the first round, see how that goes. We could take maybe one or two picks for each position. I don't know. Think about it. But anyways, what else? Anything else you want to open with, Tim?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, we might as well hit on this Paul Breddle article that you that you found, because we are in the swing of things. Players are in the facility. We had some good, I don't know if you saw the photos on Twitter, seeing the boys walking around, getting back to a little bit of activity, little workouts, probably light duty at this stage of the game. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. A lot of things happen in Titletown right now. But we got this article here that you pulled up from Paul Brettle. This is on, what is this from? MSN.com. Yeah, Paul Brettle. OTA's key Dayton Packers championship offseason. So you found this today.
Yeah, Paul's awesome. He basically just summarizes. It's a good article. It's got a good length to it. He just gets a bunch of different quotes from guys that, like you talked about, were in the building. Just what it means to be back, what their kind of off-season mentality is. We talked about how Preston Smith said it specifically. It's actually highlighted right there where he says we got to have a championship off-season. Said Preston Smith back in January. He said so everything rolls into the season, because at the end of the day, those games come back to following your training, trusting your technique, and trusting everything you work for hard in the off-season. Coming into this next off-season, we've got to focus on the things we can improve on. Make sure that our weaknesses are our strengths, and we can improve on the things that we're good at. So I thought that was a cool thing that he highlighted there, that these guys, we've talked about how Jordan Love has been already doing a bunch of offseason work. And you know how we're not going to throw no shade, but we've had a long stretch of where the offseason specifically for the quarterback position meant that they're off doing their own kind of like retreat slash vacation slash tripping in a cave, licking toads slash... You know, whatever else. So
I don't throw a football until August type thing. Yeah.
Right. So it's cool. It's a change of pace. We saw most of that wide receiver room was there, I think. You know, seeing a bunch of – what was even more cool than that for me was seeing Jair Alexander with Xavier McKinney, especially being that Ja, for whatever reason, didn't feel the need to come in there last year. But this is a voluntary – the voluntary OTAs started on the 15th.
Yeah.
So
Jair's there. That's huge. You know, that's huge. Goes hand in hand with the championship offseason mentality, right? Like you said, they're voluntary workouts at this point. Obviously, you know, he's a veteran. I believe last year he just chose to work out with his trainers or his personal staff and routine. But this year, totally different, man. And it's good to see him up here.
Another quote that was in here, Matt LaFleur, basically it said that we're either getting better or we're getting worse. There's no staying the same. So hopefully that they're changing that and using that kind of mentality right here. Basically said that he also reiterates to him that there's not a guarantee. There's no certain spot, anything moving forward. They had a great year last year, especially with how young we were, the back end of the year specifically, but they want to keep that momentum they were building into this offseason so that they can carry it into the start of next season. And I think that they're on the right track for that. A couple other dates you want to keep an eye on. The other OTAs, there's going to be one the 20th, the 21st, the 23rd, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. And then they also have three practices the week of June 3rd. And then I believe they have a rookie OTA that's usually held like a week or so after the draft. So there's going to be a lot of Packers news with guys around the building, hopefully. And hopefully we keep relatively injury-free over that period, because that'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice going into the mandatory mini camps in June. You know, I see those dates too, June 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yep.
That'll be really cool, man, if guys can be healthy. You know, because you're right, it's that time of year, right? You're just kind of getting your legs under you again, and that's when you can tweak things. And you know, we want to have our best feet forward going into this season, considering all the injuries that we dealt with last year. So I think this is paramount. These guys getting in here and getting their stuff together there early for sure. And like Coach LaFleur saying, like, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not. There's no standstill. There's no idle in the NFL. If you're not, you know, it's like in business, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. It's the same thing on a football team, especially with a young team, I think, right? I mean, you guys have to constantly be focused on, you know, further development and getting better each and every day. So it's good to see these guys have that mentality, setting the tone early.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we talked about too, like just that I believe personally that the off season is when you get a lot of that team building camaraderie stuff, like brotherhood bonds, you know, doing like charity events together, working out, doing kind of the small drills. I know that personally is when I built most of my friendships when I was playing football and playing sports. And I think that, like, you know, last year, if I'm not mistaken, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong in the chat and Tim, but it felt like they were the closest team, it seemed like, that we've had in a long time. It seemed like guys were legitimately friends with each other on and off the field. It sounds like they actually went and hung out with each other on and off the field. So I hope that they mimic that now. Because, again, we're going to have, I think, probably the youngest team, if not the top two or three youngest squad in the NFL. So for them to get together early, start building that trust, that chemistry, a lot of that stuff, it's going to be – plus it keeps them out of trouble. You got a group of guys that young, like you want to try to harness all that young energy and keep them doing stuff that's positive. So
absolutely.
I think that'd be good.
I agree. I mean, that's huge because, you know, if you're willing to lay it out on the line for the guy next to you, you know, that goes a long way when you're talking about grinding through a, you know, 17 game season and then making a playoff push. You know, you can't have any of that, you know, I don't know, extracurricular animosity or, you know, and honestly, it's tough because early in the year, you know, guys are fighting for spots. You know, there's a lot of young players on this team that are going to be fighting for roster spots. And so it is a competition. But there's that point, you know, you get to the end of training camp through the preseason and, you know, the team kind of galvanizes as one unit. And, you know, you go with your best foot forward starting off the year, which this year will be a little different, right? Be a little bit unique kicking off in San Paulo, Brazil there. So, I don't know, Jacob, do you think there's anything that they're looking at doing differently this year? Maybe not as far as camp as a whole, but maybe rounding the turn coming out of preseason and training camp going into week one. Anything you think they're going to look at it a little different?
I don't know, because I guess I'm not privy to the actual nuts and bolts of what the details were. I mean, you were there for a lot of it, so you actually would probably see, like, procedurally if it is the same or different whatsoever. I think, in my opinion, the thing that they've already done different was making major moves in the free agent market. We just talked about how Xavier McKinney was there. Think about already what that has done signing these two players. When we should have maybe had a little bit of a mix-up stuff going on with the defense, Jao has been up and down with his attitude. Signing a guy like McKinney, who he knows is maybe the best safety in the league, automatically made Jao be like, well, I'm going to practice. And now he's hanging out with him, walking in with his head held high, smiling and everything on the opposite side of the ball. They go and they get rid of Jones, which everybody, that was like an absolute gut punch, right? So they're thinking like that's never going to be remedied. Then all of a sudden we go back and we have Jacobs now where he just, I don't know if you saw him in those clips, but he just has like this presence about him. He looked calm. He looked big. He looked like the guys already had a mad amount of respect for him. And that's kind of the vibe that he's given off because he has been a captain pretty much everywhere he's went. It sounds like he's a big locker room guy. So the two pieces already that they were trying to build and replace safety in the running back room with those signings. And I think already you can tell that it's the guys have kind of responded to it, which is cool. So.
I agree. And I think they're both fitting in really well here. That was probably part of that deal too, right? You know, as far as what the guys bring, X's and O's and on film and, you know, what they bring to the table as players is obviously the biggest point, but you also got to know a guy's going to fit in with your culture and what you're trying to do here. And I think Xavier McKinney is definitely that guy. And, Josh Jacobs looks like, he's going to fit right in that running back room. I saw a couple videos, yesterday of him and Dylan and Emmanuel Wilson and the boys, you know, getting ready for exercises. And, you know, like you said, Jacob, you can see it, man. That stuff is, you know, really easy to see when there's good chemistry, man. It just oozes out of the guys and you can see that they're relaxed and having a good time, but, you know, focused on what the task is, which is bringing Lombardi home this year for sure.
Yeah. Bates hit it on the head right here where he goes, I think the McKinney signing helped a lot for the team's spirit, especially after the Rasul trade, which we all know Mr. Tim was not happy with that Rasul trade.
No, not at all.
I also wanted to highlight here, too, that was it? Nope, not that one. Sorry, Tool, for this. It was Chris said, these young guns are fighting to get that paid. Show me the money. Yeah. Got to love capitalism at its finest, and I agree. And we talked about that, too, that's the plus of having such a young, a non-number one wide receiver, you wouldn't think that that'd be a benefit, but we have four, maybe five guys that can be plugged and played at that number one spot at any given time, which keeps all of their market value somewhat even. And, you know, if they want to leave and test the market, then cool. But we already talked about that. AFM coming in here strong, says he hears that Caleb Williams has signed an NIA deal with Sephora. I didn't hear that. I heard that maybe he's going with it, but maybe it's Maybelline.
So. Oh my gosh. You guys are terrible.
Yeah.
I see you had to put AFAM's chat up there because we probably can't put Eric Sutherland's chats up there, can we?
Right. Yeah. Let's see here. Prince is saying Jake Chavink did a trade back into here. I'll throw it up here. It's easier. Did a trade back into round one after using 25 and it worked pretty good. I think you got Murphy and McKinstry. That's interesting way of doing it. I don't want to steal that idea now that he's already done it, but yeah, I was thinking too, look at here, SDN 40, Dylan and Jacobs were seen plowing fields together. Allegedly. I hope that's true. I hope they both were wearing their John Deere greens. That'd be good.
John Deere green. On a hot summer night, Hero Billy Bob loves Charlene.
Coming soon to karaoke night near you.
This is good.
AJ Dillon.
Two girl.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. AFAM with the zingers already. That's nice.
Not gonna lie, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was. Right.
Anything serious? Sutherland actually says something serious here. He says that we should have Mims play. And Tom goes to center. So I'm assuming he means Mims to right tackle.
Okay.
Marius Mims from Georgia to right tackle, and then switching Cham to center. Would you then want us, Sutherland, to kick Myers over to right guard? Or would you want us to try Sean Ryan or draft a different right guard? So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you. What do you think, Jacob? I'm kind of over the Sean Ryan experience.
Yeah.
I don't know where he plays. Where does he play well?
Well, I don't know. I know we could try him at right guard. It seems like that's where he was slotted into trying to supposedly take over. I'm kind of with you. I'm a little bit over it. I would more like to see if Zach or if Myers could possibly make the switch to right guard just because he's so big. But right. And we've seen flashes where he's not the worst person in the world, but – let's see here. He says, kick Myers to the curb, draft Zach Zinter. Okay, so he's ready to just get done with him. That would honestly, don't get me wrong, I would love that. If Zinter can come back from the injury, he was one of the best guards on one of the best teams, one of the best offensive lines in college football. So that would be kind of cool if you thought about that. You'd have Walker, Jenkins, Tom at center, Zach Zinter at right guard, and Mims at right tackle. That sounds kind of cool, actually. I'm not gonna lie.
He can block.
He can block. Thank you, Emilio. And it's nice having Emilio in here for once. Yeah, by the way, Emilio, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, because you're always just listening, pretending like you're working or you're busy, why don't you get back in here and actually help us out, man? I made you two songs, two different songs for you, and you haven't been back since. It's cheap.
Maybe he's not a fan. I don't know. I liked the one you did for me, though. That was pretty good.
Yeah. You guys are still, again, if you want to check that out, it's on my Twitter. Made a song. A pop song about how Tim is a secret Taylor Swift fan. It's a banger. It is a banger.
AI is going to be the death of us.
It really is. It's scary. SDN40 says trading up from 41 is attractive. All the first round values get scooped up quick in the second, cheaper than trading up in the first two. That's, you know, we could do that today. We could still trade back at 25, but then we could still try to make a move. Say we're at 41, but the problem is you have to stop pause the draft, you know what I mean? And really like see who's there. PFF doesn't make it super friendly for that.
Okay.
Cause you'd have to pause it and make sure you can jump up to see, unless you just want to shake the dice and see who's there at a certain point. But I think we should just try the trade back. Why don't we do that? You want to get it set up?
Let's see here. We can see that. Yeah. Can see that. Right. Okay. We might sorry about that. Hey. What's up? Let's try this again. Let's see if we can go. There we go. How about that? How about full screen?
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's click it to seven rounds up there, Tim. You guys in the chat too, let us know as soon as you can if you have any. So Destian 40 wants us to use slow mode. If we did slow mode, that means that we could probably try to move up into the chat. So if you go here, Bates as well says, if you use PFF, set it to slow at first. Once you make the trades you want, you can change that sucker back to fast. Same thing with Brock saying, put it in draft on slow and you can trade up from 41.
All right. And then how do you guys feel about the slider?
Yeah, public versus PFF.
Public versus the PFF board. I was thinking maybe somewhere in the middle. Maybe the chat, you guys let us know what you think. Because you get different results, right? I mean, especially with the trades, it's going to look a lot different if we move that that slider further over to the right, I think. You know, some of those drafts that we have done on this simulator earlier with just the public side, it's kind of like super predictable, you know? So,
Coach Len makes a good point too that says trading back from 41 makes more sense to him. It may make more sense to me as well, depending on the pool of players that's there. But I do notice that a lot of times at 41, I'm like, man, I could pick like five people here and be happy with any one of them. So yeah, unless you guys see anything else in the chat that you're screaming at us to change, right now we've got the Packers obviously with the 25th first pick. We got it started on a slower setting. We're going to do 7 rounds, pretty much split between public and PFF. We're going to draft a little bit less for positional value and a little more for needs and have the random stuff be kind of less. Middle sounds good for Gene, so I say let's do it. If you're ready to rumble, let's start our draft.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for 5. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm so glad you did that, because in my head I went, oh, that'd be so nice if he has that ready to go. Nailed it. All right, so if we start this, it is kind of cool too. I like in the beginning, so when it's slower, you can actually see who the teams and what they're drafting and all that stuff. If you can notice too, it's nice to look at the Bears and just see how pathetic they are. They have the first pick and the 9th pick, and then they have the 75th and the 122nd. I tell you, that is a garbage team, just a garbage organization. Over garbage people. Let's start the draft.
How do you really feel, Jacob? I think you feel like
the Bears still suck.
That's exactly how I feel.
All right, let's get it started.
All right. Caleb Williams, no surprise, went first. Drake May 2nd, Malik Nabers 3rd, Joe Alt 4th, Marvin Harrison Jr., Quinyon Mitchell 6th, Romo Dunze 7th.
We'll turn it down.
Brock Bowers 8th. Now, let's pause it right here and just take a peek. So the Vikings are on the clock. Ha, that's a good spot to pause. The Bears, now that's kind of surprising. They went with Williams with their first pick, and then they came back in the 9th pick and took Latu, which for them would be probably smart, but I would have thought that they would have picked one of the receivers, but Romo Dunze went pretty quick there. But there's a lot of people there that they could have picked for. So at this point, I don't really think there's any need to trade up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's only been one cornerback taken. Only one offensive lineman. Is that correct? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. if this is how this draft actually were to fall, guys, this is like our ideal situation right now.
So do we want to look at trading back?
I mean, we're not even there yet. Right now, I think the way this is, you know, I just thought right now, this is just not the type of draft where we need to trade up. You can already tell the way stuff's going. So yeah, the Vikes just took Jaden Daniels. Dallas Turner finally just went to Broncos. Their Fontenot went to the Raiders at 13. Terrion Arnold goes off the board at 14, so there's the second cornerback. DeJean now falling at 15, so now there's a little bit of a run there. Jared Verse at 16 to the Seattle Seahawks. Waga just went to the Jaguars at 17. Fashanu, 18 to the Bengals. 19's J.J. McCarthy to the Rams. That's a one that actually is realistic that I haven't thought.
I was just going to say, that totally makes sense, right?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Little Harbaugh reunion over there.
Absolutely. Johnny Newton went to the 20th pick to the Steelers. That one makes sense, too. That's a Steelers pick. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we're got J.C. Latham just went to the Dolphins at 21. We're up in just a few picks. Brian Thomas Jr. went to the Eagles. I could see that happening. The Vikes take Nate Wiggins. It looks like with a trade from Cleveland. I could see that, obviously, too. They need cornerback help, it seems like, always, and Wiggins would be a good pick for them. The Dallas Cowgirls are on the clock, and then it's us. I've no reason here. I don't want to do any trading up. Obviously, we already decided that. So let's just see who we have here in our player pool. Dallas Cowboys picked Adonai Mitchell. And now, would you look at this? Would you look at this? Would you look at this?
Somebody come look at this.
Would you just come look at this? This screams we have to trade back, right? The only problem is
we've got two offers. You want to look at them?
Take a peek right now at the office. Oh,
Arizona.
It's perfect, right? Because we wanted to stay in the first round if we traded back.
Okay. So Arizona.
Let's see the other option.
Let's see. What is the I'm scrolling down here. Why can't I see the next offer?
Look on the drop box here on that one right there.
Right here?
Yep.
Oh, Kansas City. Okay, let's see. So if the Kansas City's offering 32.
Ooh.
So do you want to go – how far back do we want to go?
Well, let's take a look at the player pool then. Go back to draft a player.
All right, let's see. So we've got Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia, is available. Graham Barton from Duke, another tackle. Mr. Kool-Aid McKinstry available. And my favorite, Jackson Powers Johnson, center out of Oregon.
I think my favorite too. Troy Franklin and Peyton Wilson and our boy Newbin. Hello, Newbin.
Hello, Zach Frazier on the board still.
Sanistrill, that guy has been moving up the boards like crazy. He is starting to really impress me. Apparently, he is just a shutdown, like, athlete, crazy, like, strong guy corner. Got Penix Jr. I mean, I think I got to go. I would probably trade back two spots with the Cardinals and make sure that we get either our pick of Barton, Mims, or whoever the blah, 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 Kool-Aid.
Should we see if we can fleece them out of 27 and 35?
No, that won't happen. But we can try to take 71. Because we did the Rich Hill trade thing, and basically to move up into our spot, they'd need to swap picks with us and give us like a third or a fourth or something like that is what it was. So.
Okay, so let's try, you're saying 27 and 71?
Yeah, try 90. 90 is more realistic, yeah.
Okay.
And then just give them our 25.
And then we'll give them our 25. Let's see.
Yeah, see, that's about fair there.
We can pick a player, too. Should we get rid of Josh Myers?
No, it's just punch there.
I'm terrible. All right, let's offer the trade. Are we good? What does the chat say? Are they on board? Looks good. To the Cardinals. Trade accepted. Look at that.
All right. I like it.
I'm cool. Cardinals are on the clock.
Oh, that's a great pick, too. Think about this now. All of a sudden, Bates made it true. We trade two back, get an extra pick. And if it's 90, then we have 88, 90, and 91. We go to work right there, dude.
Okay, so we're on the clock. We've got three trade offers. Should we look at trading again, or do we have to actually take a player here?
So here's the thing. People will say it's unrealistic if you guys were to trade back again. But if you guys remember, this is exactly what we did when we had Jaden Reed in our sights. We traded back twice. because we knew that nobody else was going to do that, or nobody else was going to come up and pull Jaden Reed from us, because everybody else had him mocked like two or three, you know, rounds later, whatever the case was. All right, so let's regroup here. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson. Take a look at the trades quick, just to see if it's at all realistic.
All right, Carolina.
33.
We'd trade him. You go to 33.
Oh, man.
Let's see who else. Tennessee is offering us pick 38. And we've got the Texans 42. Well, we pick at 41. So yeah. I think
we should stick and pick.
Stick and pick?
I think so.
All right. So is there any positions we want to look at?
I mean, right? I think it has to be either one of these two players, in my opinion. Chat, what are your thoughts? In my opinion, I think it has to be either Kool-Aid McKinstry or JPJ. Both of them, I think, are locked to start immediately. M. Smitty's saying Kool-Aid. J. Cole saying Kool-Aid. I mean, that to me just sounds like it's the smartest move right now. We've got Brock saying Kool-Aid. We got Ron saying Kool-Aid. We got Prince Cap saying, oh, yeah.
Wow. So I'm the only one, which is crazy because I'm Mr. Defense. I'm the only one voting for JPJ, I guess.
No, we got Sutherland and Dave are saying JPJ. Coach, let's see what you think.
Yeah, what's Coach Lynn say?
He didn't give us a note. Come on, Coach. You got to give us a... Oh, now it's getting a little more even here.
Oh, we got more for JPJ.
Yep.
Dig it.
LPJ or trade. LPJ, LPJ, Kool-Aid or trade. Oh, boy. All right, Shavink came in and said Kool-Aid.
Well, Jake is our draft expert, so we're going to defer to Jake Shavink.
All right.
We got the pick is in for the Green Bay Packers, picking at number 27.
Nice. That felt
good. Kool-Aid McKinstry, you are a Green Bay Packer.
Come on, guys. So Troy Franklin goes immediately afterwards to Buffalo, followed by our boy Mike Sanistril to the Lions. That sucks. Vlad Bukowski to the Ravens. 49ers are up on the clock, and they get Peyton Wilson. That sucks even worse. All right. Chop Robinson goes to the Chiefs.
Chop Robinson to the Chiefs.
And JPJ goes to the Panthers. That's all right. Bo Nix to the Patriots. That's kind of realistic right there. Adiza Isaac to the Cardinals. Rake Straw. Oh. Tim goes to the
– They got the my Washington. Boy.
Keon Coleman goes after that. Tyler Guyton's off the board to the Titans. We are up in just a few picks.
Oh, fingers crossed. I knew it was going to happen.
Okay, we just lost Newbin to the freaking Washington Redskins. I don't care. And Zach Frazier just got picked by the Panthers, who also just picked JPJ. So the Panthers just doubled up on center / guard, I guess. They're really going to revitalize that offensive line.
So Washington needs a quarterback. Do we trade Alex Magoo for Tyler Newbin in a pick?
Yes.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
All right. Do you want to look at the trade offers, sir? And the chat.
Ooh. So we're at 41. All right, chat. Do you want us to even look at trades here at 41? First of all, let's take a peek at the player pool here.
Michael Penix Jr.
Jordan Morgan, I know that we've seen that's a lot of people like him. Roman Wilson, some people think that he's one of the better wide receivers in this league, in this draft. I'm sorry. Jatavion Sanders, I just have been completely looked past that. Braden Fisk, I love him. I'm not sure about where his value is right now in this draft. Ricky Pearsall may be my favorite wide receiver in the draft. And then there's my favorite, Javon Bullard, who apparently had an amazing interview. I listened to Dan and Jeremiah's podcast, which was sent to me by a listener. I can't remember exactly who it was. I feel horrible. Dang it. Somebody on Twitter. It was a really good interview. I ended up having to listen to the whole episode because they highlighted how he was apparently in the one-on-one interviews, just like a complete leader.
So was that Do You Rant on Twitter?
I think it was Do You Rant. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Yes, that was Do You Rant. And yeah, they highlighted how he was just a super mature, well-rounded leader. Jonathan Brooks is there, Chris Jenkins, TJ Tampa. You know what? I honestly think if we could try to trade back, it might be smart because I don't like the top of this player pool compared to the bottom.
Well, let's take a gander at the trades here.
Sure. So
Jacksonville is offering us 48.
So move back 7 spots. Yeah. Do you think we'd still get Bullard? Because that's basically who I'm targeting right now.
Miami's offering us 55. Tampa Bay's offering 57. Tennessee 106. So too far back.
I think we either do Jacksonville or take Bullard here. That's my opinion.
So you're okay. Okay. Interesting. So you're if we pick, you're saying take Javon Bullard.
I would take Bullard or try to move back to 48. With the Jags, but I don't think Bullard will be
there. Let's see what the chat thinks. I'm with you. I think we should stick and pick and take Bullard. What does the chat think?
Chat is saying here, dang, there's a lot of people saying Morgan.
Oh, wow.
Morgan or Trackback. Sutherland says Morgan. Atham says interior O-line. Coach saying trade back. Prince is saying trade back. Brock saying trade back. Deadfish says he's like Colson, but maybe trade back first. Trade back and get Bullard. Bates is saying he's with me. One of the two, but he's not sure. Morgan or Bullard. Lee. And Prince is saying take the trade back. Let's take a, can we look at linebacker real quick?
Yes, we can.
Just to see where we're looking at in that situation.
All right. So
just scroll up to the top of the player pool and then hit your position. Yep.
All right. What did you say you wanted to see?
Take a look at the linebackers.
Linebackers. All right. Edrin Cooper is on the board.
Okay. So, and man,
Colson, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. all on the board.
All right. I think that we chill on linebacker until 58 or 88. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
So let's get back to the just regular people here. I think we have to take Jordan Morgan, man. Don't you think so, people? I think so.
You know, if we're going to pick here, yeah.
Morgan. I think that we should be a little more realistic when pick here and take Morgan. You can pull up his grade real quick, Tim, if you want to. Because I just remember that he was very well rounded. Yeah, I like that. I like that. He played left tackle pretty true. So, you know, I guess the only thing would be is, do we want to spend a second round pick on a left tackle if we think that Walker's going to be the guy? Like, does that make sense? I mean, I know
Do we think Jordan Morgan can go to the right side and we can kick Zach Tom to center?
Right. I mean, that would have to be a game plan, in my opinion. But look at his pass block rate. That's great.
Yeah. And this is like what Clayton talks about, too. You see improvement.
Right.
53.1, 83.1, 83.5. Consistent. Oh,
I really want Bullard here. That's the only thing. All right, screw it. Let's take Morgan, and then if we don't get Bullard, then we'll have to try for somebody else.
The pick is in.
Deadfish says he thinks. I think that I saw somewhere too that Morgan had been mocked at getting kicked inside. So either way,
oh okay.
I think that'd be a good pick either way.
All right, so Jordan Morgan to the Packers. Roman Texans Wilson. Take Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
Falcons take Jatavion Sanders. The Raiders take Jonathan Brooks.
The Raiders.
Kamari Lassiter to the Colts. Michael Penix Jr. to the Giants.
I could see that happening as well.
New York football Giants.
No.
Oh, Javon Bullard gone at 50 to the Eagles.
You can see what? That. What the hell's going on out here? That's exactly.
Blake Corum to the Dolphins at 55. TJ Tampa to the Cowgirls.
Too old for this. No, Rick Straw went pretty early. All right, so we are on the board. And, of course, look at what happened. Cowboys took TJ Tampa. And then, of course, the Buccaneers came in and swiped Marshawn Nealand, who just recently had a top 30 visit with your boy. But you know what?
How bad do we want a safety?
My, how the turntables.
I think we need to hold out for our boy Kalen Bullock here.
I think that either that or Darian Tyler Demerson. He's been shooting up the board here.
Yeah, that's Emilio's pick right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe not safety yet because we do pick at 88. There's a chance we could get Bullock.
Let's take a peek and see if our boy Junior Colson's there. How's that sound?
All righty.
Ooh, Edrin Cooper's there too.
Christian Haynes is on the board.
Oh, boy.
Cornerback Andrew Phillips, another guy that's kind of been on the rise.
Sure.
Rook Aurora Roro.
I'm not a fan of Suamotaya.
Who is that you wanted to look for?
I want to look at linebacker quick and see if Junior Colson was still there.
Let's look at linebacker in the chat too. Chat, what do you guys want? Yeah, Junior Colson and Edrin Cooper are on the board. So is Trotter Jr.
Okay.
So
you guys think that we should swipe? Because right now, I don't think we're definitely not going to get Colson if we wait until 88. So the thing is do you think Colson or Cooper, who's your better linebacker? In my opinion, it's hands down Colson.
Me too. I would agree with that. I like Junior Colson.
And
I don't know if I like him enough to reach that far. We're at 58.
Right.
But like you said, who's going to be left?
Because after that, it's a long fall to where that quote-unquote Mike is. You know what I mean? Although I have seen different people say that they think that Cooper can be the Mike. Mm-hmm. Pete says Colson. Clever says Colson. Linebacker says Bren. Bates says he likes them both.
So the chat's on board with taking a linebacker here.
It sounds like it. Deadfish wants to trade back. We have no offers right now, Deadfish. So also, we do not have a safety, Ron, but we have a plan to get that safety in our next grouping because we have 88, we have 90, and 91. We'll get our safety there.
Yeah. So the question is right here at 58, do we want to take a linebacker?
Here's Jake's freaking trying to get all in our heads. This is the better linebacker for what spot, though? Because that context is crucial.
That's true. Are we looking for a Mike?
I think so. I think that's the biggest reason why we would need to get him, because a lot of people feel like that he's the only true Mike.
You're saying Colson?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think we should take Colson.
I agree.
All right.
Jake Shavink, what do you think?
No, we're not asking him anymore. We have three Colsons in a row, four Colsons in a row, five. All right, let's just take the man.
With the 58th pick in the draft, the Green Bay Packers select Junior Colson, linebacker out of Michigan.
Yeesh. Very good. Xavier Worthy just went off. Suamotaya just went off. Jaden Hicks just went to the Lions. Man, they're taking some guys. Amagaji just went to the Ravens. Max Melton just went to the Niners. I hate this draft for all that. Christian Haynes just went to the Chiefs. That's rough, man. Edrin Cooper now just went off the board to the Panthers. Just went to the Cardinals. And the Washington people that run have Malachi Corley. Brandon Coleman, that big tackle slash guard, went to the Patriots. Jalen Wright, the quick Tennessee running back, went to the Chargers. Andrew Phillips, Kentucky cornerback, went to the Giants. Jonah Ellis to the Cardinals. Blake Fisher, the tackle, to the Jets. I can see that happening. Jermaine Burton, Alabama wide receiver. Another one goes to the Lions. Troy Benson, running back, to the Falcons. Devontae Walker to the Bears. Actually, that could be a good pick. They need another big wide receiver to match with the quarterback they got. McMillan to the Broncos. The quarterback, Spencer Rattler, to the Raiders, and then that Brandon Dorlus. I don't know what you think about him, to the Washington football big people team. Bucky Irving, the quick running back, went to the Atlanta Falcons. All right. Oof, that's a mouthful. And some other people are getting picked. Oh, there's
our guy. Oh, no. Kalen Bullock off the board to Seattle.
So now we're going to have to do some rethinking here. So chat, rethink what we're going to be doing. We have three picks coming up in the next four picks, so that's crazy.
So what's up with that's right, Miami forfeited. Ooh. their pick.
Yes, they did.
That's okay,
idiots. All right, so
Look who's on the board here at 88.
Boy, that's
sweet. Oof. Baby Ray Davis.
Wow, I like Kyrie Jackson pretty much too. Can you keep scrolling and see who we got here? Malik Washington, some people think, is one of the better wide receivers here in the draft. I like Javon Solomon, but not there. Eric All, he'll be here for the whole draft, he says. Cooper Beebe, I think that he needs to be one of the next four picks, in my opinion.
He is on here too.
Mason McCormick.
So we're at 88, 90, and 91. Okay. Mason McCormick is on the board.
Yes.
Potter Jr. still on the board. All right. Do we want to take a peek at safety?
Yes.
Let's take a peek at safety. DDT of Texas Tech. Cam Kinchin's on the board still. What?
I think DDT's before Kinchin's, though, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Can you pull up Smith, stats real
quick? Baki, Cole Bishop.
Yeah.
But on the board. So maybe we don't go safety here. Look at this. Malik Mustafa.
I think we need to take a stab at safety at least out of one of these three picks, just because it's such a position of need.
I agree. I don't know if we need to do it right now at 88. What do you think? Well, unless you really want DDT, right?
Well, let's look at the all
DTD. Excuse me.
Available. It's possible that the Buccaneers might go with the running back. It looks like it's one of their needs. So are we cool with losing either Ray Davis or Marshawn?
I see what you're saying. Take a running back here.
Well,
let's look at running back as a position. So Ray Davis out of Kentucky, Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, Tyrone Tracy out of Purdue, Blake Watson, Mr. Watson out of Memphis. Really
fall off after that, right? Oh, yeah. They still have Braylon Allen there? Wow, okay, maybe not.
Audric Estime.
Shoot. Okay, maybe we do. Oh, man. I thought this would be easier, but.
Chat, what do you think? Position-wise, what should we?
I would love to get Ray Davis here, personally. He's the best player available on the board. He's a little pinball, a little bit of a change of pace. I think he's one of the better backs. I love it. I love Ray Davis. Plus, if the Buccaneers are going to swoop him, I'd be pissed.
I would agree. I have no problem taking Ray Davis here. Chat?
I see a lot of Davis. Here's one for Davis. But I don't know if they're talking about Isaiah Davis or Ray Davis. That could be the issue, though. See what I mean? No, because Isaiah Davis is way farther down in the draft. I say it's got to be Ray Davis. Let's pull the trigger.
Ray Davis?
Yeah, do it.
Pick number 88, Ray Davis. You are a Green Bay Packer.
All right, let's see where the Buccaneers go. They went with the edge defender. Okay, so now we've got two picks in a row. I think that we definitely need to lock in Cooper Beebe. I think that needs to be one of our picks for sure. Chat, how do we feel about that? Here's a Beebe here. We got a Beebe here. We got a Beebe here. We got a Beebe here. Boy, yeah. Gosh, we still have Trotter down there too. Oh, boy. I think that we need to think about doing, in my opinion, if it was me, I go Cooper Beebe and DDT.
Yeah, back to back.
That's what I would do. Here, too old for this, just said the same thing. We got a lot of Beebe here. We got a lot of Beebe here. We got a Beebe here. We got a Beebe here. I think we
have Beebe.
Let's throw Beebe in right now. Let's
Cooper Beebe, you are a Green Bay Packer.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Yeah, can I give him a little? There you go.
All right, so we are back on the clock, picking at 91. Our next picks are 126, 169, 202, 219, 245, and 255.
Well, I think right here we have to either do Bishop or DDT. I think that we cannot go any farther in this draft without addressing safety.
Okay, don't tell Emilio, but I like Bishop, Mustafa, or Oladipo more than I like DTD. I will defer to the chat. I think we're in agreement that we're going to go safety here, correct?
We've got a lot of people asking for Bishop in this chat. Bishop, Bishop, Bishop now, Bishop, 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 Bishop is better.
Well, you know what? The chat has spoken and the pick is in.
Ooh, I thought you were going to do it here. I thought you were going to do one of the patented when you swap and take the other guy. I was like, oh, Tim's going to start a riot.
Cole Bishop, you are a Green Bay Packer.
I think that we should try to come back in this draft, swing around, and then try to get Oladipo, however the hell you say it, and Smitty. Oladipo, Oladipo, I heard.
Oladipo.
Home Depot. All right, Potter just went, unfortunately, to the Jaguars. Michael Pratt, the rookie quarterback, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. DDT just went to L.A. Marshawn Lloyd just went to the Redskins. Cade Stover, some had as one of the better tight ends in this draft, went to the Panthers. Mason McCormick, one of my favorite guards, went to the Seattle Seahawks. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Cedric Von Prahn to the Chargers.
Chargers. Hirsch. Hirsch.
Christian Mahogany to the Giants at 107. Jared Wiley to the Vikings at 108. Cam Kitchens is an Atlanta Falcon, pick 109.
Thanks, Tool, for this. He says, congrats, guys. You managed to keep my chats on topic for a bit here. That's an accomplishment. It's been an accomplishment that I haven't allowed any curse words from myself or from the chat tonight. And Eric's Eric's been semi good today, so that's cool.
Tavondre Sweat to the Bengals at 115.
Oh, he just fell pretty far, man. That's the farthest I've seen him getting drafted.
Wow.
I like that they're updating that, though, a little bit. Blake Watson to the Pittsburgh, I can see that. Vaki just went to the Eagles. I could see that as well. Jerrion Jones, one of my favorite cornerbacks. And then finally, Braylon Allen off the board. And he goes to guess who? The Bears.
Oh, that's, poor that's guy. Yeah. His career's over before it starts.
All right.
Peter Norzad to the Buccaneers, putting us on the clock at 126. Best available halfback Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State.
Boy.
Audric Estime, Notre Dame.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Tommy Eichberg.
Tanner Bordolini is on the board.
Taj Washington, wide receiver. Makai Wingo. Some people like him quite a bit. He was one of the top defensive linemen, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Jordan McGee, a guy that people have been talking about lately. Boy, this is a tough spot here. I don't like this round, this pick right here. And we have a long ways to go until our next pick, guys. We got over 30 spots here. Mason Smith was another guy people liked. Let's go back up to the top here. Let's think about who we've gotten so far. We've taken our safety. We've taken a guard. We've taken a tackle, a linebacker, a cornerback, and a running back. What else are we thinking of need? I think we need to get another safety for sure. We have plans to maybe come back and get Oladapo. I think that we need to think about maybe addressing linebacker again. Does it make sense to try a stab at Tommy Eichenberg or McGee? Because now, basically, if you think about it, we should have our Mike figured out. We would want maybe either our Sam or our Will, so it'd be a smaller guy like McGee, who hopefully would be a little bit better in coverage. I like Jarvis Brownlee, but I also like DJ James quite a bit.
I'm thinking corner before another safety. I would almost rather pick up another corner.
What do you think about DJ James here? Some people may think it's a stretch, but I love his play style. Can you pull him up and we can see where he played? Is he outside?
Let's see.
Look at that. I like that.
So he's played boundary corner pretty much. He's played 32 snaps in the slot.
Right.
600 at corner, 50 in the box. So ugh, that run defensive grade is horrendous.
Yeah, I don't like it. But his man coverage grade's great. Look at his coverage grade in general.
Yeah.
I mean,
zone coverage not bad too. So
Dead Fish is asking for his measurables. What's his size?
Let's see.
Now here's a guy.
Here's the guy that's 6'1", 164 pounds.
164? That's tiny. That's got to be below our threshold. It's got to be.
Got news for you. Those are my measurables. Maybe
I don't think that. Maybe Jay can tell us. I would have to believe that that's 10, 15 pounds below our.
Yeah.
I think 180 is small. He's 15 pounds off 180. That to me sounds like no. That couldn't happen.
Okay, so DJ James, no.
Check Travis Brownlee. Can we look at him quick?
Brownlee Jr. out of Louisville.
Who else plays at Louisville? Who played at Louisville in the Packers secondary?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank right now. That would be Mr. Jaire Alexander.
That's correct.
Let's see. 69.6 in 2022, 77.9 in 2023. Consistent. Another boundary guy.
Yeah.
A little bit more snaps in the box.
Look at there. Here. His run defensive grade. That's better for you.
Yeah. But then he slips on the man coverage grade a little bit. More of a zone backer.
Chris, I think Chris is right here. Your threshold's more like 190 at most.
Let's see. Should we check his measurables here? Brownlee.
Yeah.
Brownlee, 6'190", right on it.
At this point, I wouldn't mind taking a stab at him just because I don't see any other real position. Can we go back to the all?
Yeah, we do have a trade offer, by the way. I don't know if we want to continue to go backwards, but
I'm surprised that we're already in round four and we're already at the 52-minute mark, so we kind of have to get this going.
Yeah. Okay, so best available.
What about Matt Conclave? Matt Concals. Can we
look at his another name? Tackle?
Yeah. I don't know.
70. Let's see.
He's played right guard. He's played right tackle, and he's played left tackle. Not bad.
Yep.
Jerrion Jones already left J. Cole last few picks ago, unfortunately. Let's get out of here.
You know me. I'm leaning towards defense.
I kind of like the Eichenberg pick, to be honest. But
the Ohio State unit. Oh, my goodness.
He had a booty, but look at last season. Doesn't that sound like something the Packers would do? I guess he had a great interview. He has, I guess, the measurables that they're looking for.
6'2", 239.
Eichenberg was a two-time captain and three-year start at Ohio State. Throwback type of linebacker who loves to hit in the defense and run near the line of scrimmage. He was superb in that role in 2022. He's slippery between the tackles, quick sifting through offensive linemen. Yeah.
Bottom line, Eichenberg is a strong side linebacker who can find work on early down rolls as a Mike or Sam, specifically in a 4-3. Interesting.
I like
However, that. You don't want him operating in space and sub-package situations and coverage on late downs too often due to a lack of lateral mobility. Interesting.
Boy,
Tommy Eichenberg, let's see.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think about Wingo and Mike? Can we look at, scroll down a little bit. I think Mekhi Wingo might be the pick here.
I think he might be the pick, or Jordan McGee. Yeah. We haven't taken D-line either, have we?
No.
So
do you want to grab Mekhi Wingo?
I do.
Look at that. I like the way he grades out. Look at those games. He plays just solid.
Yeah, against real opponents too, right? Florida State, Georgia. Yeah, like. I think this is the pick, guys.
Let's look at his measurables, too, real quick.
6'1", 295.
Yes. Let's do it. Let's run it in. Look at this right here. Wingo shorter arms and legs because he's perfect. That's a good pick. All right. I like that. Bates likes Wingo. Southern likes Wingo. Cleavers with the Wingo. There we
go. Let's do it. Mekhi Wingo, you are a Green Bay Packer.
Now we have 41 picks until we get to our pick again. Do you want to speed it up? Can you switch it now to a little faster?
I sure can.
Draft. There we are. There we go. All right, here's your draft. I'm telling you, man, we got to get the clip of him. He's on some dating show in the 80s, and he legitimately talks about how he, like, carries $100 bills hanging out of his pants so that the ladies know he's got money.
Now there's a guy.
Now, there's a lady. So let's go. I'm seeing some people we liked flying off the board here, but
hold on, we're on the clock.
This is
how
those of you listening on the pod, the best available right now is Michigan guard Zach Zinter, who some think that if not for the injury, would be one of the best, if not the top three best guards in this draft. He's ranked 163. We're picking at 169. But there also is Trayvon Wallace at 168 from Kentucky there. Otherwise, Ketan Oladapo. Oh, boy. We have
to base our original plan.
We have to pick him. Otherwise, we're not going to get him.
6'1", 217.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Look at that run defense grade. 91.3. 84.4 coverage grade.
We got it to...
Forced incompletion rate 19.4. Guys, I think Oladipo is the pick here.
We have to look at the trend. Let's see who he's trending. See where he's trendy. Oh, trending
upwards.
Look at to who though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, line him up, lock him in. Pull that trigger.
Keaton. Oladipo. We'll know how to pronounce his name because he's
ended up going to. Oh my gosh, the freaking Niners took Josh Newton too. That they're having an unbelievable draft. I wish I could see what they did. McLaughlin, Dwight McLaughlin just went to the Colts. Bo Braid, somebody that we had some eye on. Michael Barnett, a linebacker I really liked, just left. So did Darius Masao and Curtis Jacobs. Three linebackers just went off the board here. We have our first punter available. He is the best on the clock right now. Torrey Taylor from Iowa, in case anybody was worried about that. Ooh, here's an interesting move. Had we have went with Zach Zinter, our guy Trey Taylor is the next best available safety available at the 201 spot. We're picking at 202, followed by our own Quagmire at Mr. Dylan Lobby. He is sitting there at 203. Attaboy. Giggity, giggity. Too old for this. Wants us to pick up the weird date face guy. Date rape face. That's what I call him. He's got date rape face. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay. So if you could scroll back up for me quick, Tim.
Let's go to the top here. Yeah, Troy Taylor. Man. Or Torrey Taylor.
Holden says double up on safety. You know, it's not a bad idea, but we'd be tripling up on safety because we took DDT, I thought, didn't we? I thought we did.
Let's see. We should be able to scroll back up here.
Yeah, it takes forever. They suck at this. That's the only thing I don't like about PFS.
Okay, so at 20, where do we pick here?
Yeah, Kool-Aid there. We went up to
27, we took Kool-Aid. So there's corner. 41, we took Jordan Morgan, tackle. 58, we took Junior Colson, a linebacker.
Yep. I like that.
That pick. And then let's see. 88, we took Sweet Baby Ray.
That's right.
Halfback out of Kentucky. Cooper Beebe, a guard. At 90. Cole Bishop, 91 at safety. So we have
two safeties now with Oladapo and Bishop.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got D-line. That's right.
And we got Mekhi Wingo. Yep.
All right.
So I don't think taking another safety here is necessarily a bad move. I don't know if that's the move we want to make, though.
Yeah.
What does the chat think in here, position-wise?
You're saying another guard. So one of them saying check cornerback. One saying check tackle. Let's look at tackle and interior offensive line to see if there's anybody worth. Because that'd be tough to get any decent players if there is anybody that we've been taking a look at inside. And then look at tackle, too.
Oops, sorry about that. Let's see. Offensive tackle and interior O-line.
Okay.
We are Marshall, Ethan Driscoll.
Joe's our guy, Jalen Sundahl. I was going to say that'd be the only one that I'd really want to take a stab at. I love the way he's created. Sounds like they might kick him interior to a guard, but I would still like him to try a right tackle.
He may be on the board at 219 or even 245 possibly.
I think maybe. And then also we have got our
Elmar Glaze out of Maryland. Be another late round tackle.
Yeah, let's leave the tackles for a little bit.
You want to take a look at corner?
Let's look at corner quick.
Let's look at cornerback.
Elijah Jones. Pick it.
Elijah Jones. 6'2", 184 out of Boston College. That's Boston College.
That's Halfley's guy. He said that he is the smartest cornerback in this draft. I think that we should take.
Elijah Jones, you are a Green Bay Packer, sir.
Yes. Right, so who are we looking to grab at
219?
No. I think he's still there.
Who are you looking for?
I will tell you in just a second. Oh no, did he go? He might have already went. I like Tanner McLaughlin. There's Frank Gore there. Darn it, I think we may have already lost him. Jalen Sundahl. That's who I was hoping
for. Jalen Sundahl, that's our tackle, right?
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to make it to 245. Sundahl, let's take him.
Jalen Sundahl, let's take a look. 6'5", 300 pounds.
Yeah.
North Dakota State Bison. 77.3 in 2022, 82.9 last year.
Look, he's played center and left tackle.
Interesting.
Let's do this.
Wow, 89.2 pass block grade, 78.0 run blocking grade, zone grade 77.9. That's huge. We like to do a little zone blocking up here.
Yeah.
I think this is the pick. Is the chat on board?
Yep. They're saying lock it up, run it in.
Yes. Jalen Sundell, you are a Green Bay Packer.
Nice. All right.
All right. We got pick 245 coming up now, Jacob.
This is a nice. I like this draft. It's been oof. I tell you what.
Should we take Joe Milton just to make Clayton angry?
No. We'll see. Not just to make him angry. People might get mad, but honestly, this would seem like a stupid thing. But I honestly think the Packers would do this: take a 7th round pick on a developmental quarterback that can throw it out of the stadium. Like, I just think they actually would. Carter Bradley, another one that's possible there. Austin Reed, look at all the quarterbacks that have fallen down. Nate Washington, Watson's the guy we talked about. I'm gonna obviously try to think it's smart if we looked at the linebackers quick and see if my boy's still there, Mr. Dallas Gant. I think we have to try to snag him in the end of the draft if he's there. Same with Olafosho. In my opinion, you grab Gant here.
All there.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
In my opinion, guys, I say we take Gant, played at Toledo, part of that awesome defense that Quinyon Mitchell was at. If you want to pull him up, he grades unbelievably well last 2 seasons, and he's played good, solid football.
Yeah.
Not a pass rush guy, but he's just more of that.
He's a run stopper. Yeah. For sure. Which we need on this defense.
Yeesh.
83.0 on coverage, too.
Right. Let's see that.
Wow, 97 snaps in the slot too.
Mm-hmm. I can see him being that, you know, that Will or the Sam, you know.
6'3", 230. He's a big boy.
Let's do it. I think we should do it.
Dallas Gant, Toledo Rockets. You are a Green Bay Packer, sir.
Gunner Glaze just went off. Darn it. That was one that I was gonna say. All right. So Milton's gone. Carter Bradley should be Mr. Irrelevant for our draft. Can you pull up his stats? I want to say something like, wasn't he the? No, that's not the guy I'm thinking of.
I can't believe you're making me look at a quarterback right now.
I'm sorry. Shouldn't have done that. I don't know, man. At this point in the draft, I would either say pick another linebacker, Olafosho, or I don't know. Take a stab at.
If we take a quarterback, we take Sam Hartman.
Kendall Milton's there. Some people had him random, like on the 33rd team. They have him as a some odd starter, like a low end starter.
Omar Brown. Look at this. Whoa. Here's my pick right here. Omar Brown, safety out of Nebraska.
Run it in, Omar.
64.6 in 2022, but he bounced all the way up to an 82.8 last year.
Played in the slot and the
coverage grade of 84.5, 74.3 run defense grade, which is good.
Yeah.
I think this is good value. Omar Brown.
I love that pick.
Should we do it?
Yep. I think
let's
so.
Do it.
That's the perfect way to end our draft. Ooh, I'm excited about this one. All right. So Omar Brown. Round out the end of the draft. We are we have 3 awards that we just earned. I've never even seen that.
It's pretty sweet.
Good. We're getting our draft graded right now. Look at this. Boy, they give you a lot more information now. So to summarize our draft here, I like this a lot. So for our first thing that we did is we swapped back to 27 with the Cardinals. We gave them 25. Obviously, we got 27, and we also got their 3rd round 90th overall pick with the 27th pick.
For those of you listening on the pod.
Kool-Aid McKinstry. Tim, you want to tell them what we did on round 2? I'll take some water sips here.
Yes, absolutely. So after Kool-Aid at 27, we were up pick 41 in round 2. We took a tackle, Jordan Morgan, out of Arizona. Got an A for that one.
Got a Dundee.
Not a Dundee, but we got an A, though. Also in the 2nd round at pick 58, one of my favorites, we took Junior Colson, a linebacker out of Michigan. They gave us a D-plus for that one.
He did not like that. I don't
they
know
didn't like that one. That's all right. We like it, though. Round 3, Jacob, who do we take?
Well, round 3, we went into sweet baby Ray Davis as our running back from Kentucky with the 88 spot. It was a nice little chunk that we did there because of the trade back. We ended up having 88, 90, and 91. So we had kind of our decision making there as far as how we wanted the board to fall. So we decided to take the best available, which was Ray Davis. We had a break in between, and then we came back and took Cooper Abebe, the guard out of Kansas State, who's a mauler. And then we decided we had to address our safety position, so we went with Cole Bishop from Utah, who a lot of people love. PFF hated that pick as well, gave us a D-. How about in the fourth round, Tim?
Round four, pick 126, we took, is it Mekki or is it Mekki?
I think it's Mekki, but who knows?
Mekki Wingo, D-lineman out of Louisiana. And we took, with pick 169 in the fifth round, we took safety Keaton Oladapo. I believe that's how you say it.
Sure.
Oladapo? Yeah.
I think so.
About round six, Jacob.
Yeah, round six, we ended up having Elijah Jones fall to us, which I thought was honestly, that might be one of the better picks of the draft. PFF hated that one again, gave us a D+, but I've been, like, I've had multiple people, seen multiple scouting reports that he is the most, I guess, off or starter ready because of his mind, the way he can break down concepts and tape and all that kind of stuff. And he's obviously very coachable from Coach Halfley, who is obviously starting his first season over here from Boston College. And then we rounded it out with another great pick, Jalen Sundell, tackle out of North Dakota State. Got a B for that. And then Tim, the last two picks, what did we do? Tim, we can't hear you. I don't know why. You're muted.
Oh, I'm muted. Sorry about that.
Gosh.
Round seven, pick 245, we took linebacker Dallas Gant out of Toledo.
Nice.
And my favorite pick here in the late rounds, pick 255, we took another swing at safety, Omar Brown from Nebraska. He's not a Cornhusker anymore. He's a Green Bay Packer. So that is our mock, our seven-round mock, trading back in the first round.
I like that a lot. I think
I do too.
I mean, look at what we did. We addressed what's our biggest needs. I'd say offensive line, linebacker, safety, cornerback.
Yep.
We've got our shutdown cornerback opposite side of Mr. Jair. We've got a promising tackle that could probably kick inside if we needed to. We've got our first starting Mike linebacker. We've got a backup running back now that could be taking over in the next couple years. A starter right out the gates at guard for Cooper Beebe. A possible starter slash good backups for Bishop. Mekki Wingo adds depth, possibly for losing Kenny Clark. Keaton Oladapo, I think, is probably the opposite guy that could start opposite side of McKinney. And just again to address that safety position, we followed it with Amar Brown at the last pick. And then I really, really like this group of dudes right at the back of the draft here between Jones at cornerback, again solidifying that positional group. Jalen Sundell, another guy that's going to give us interior offensive line depth, because he did, if you remember, play center and offensive tackle, which means I'm sure he can play guard. And finally, Dallas Gant, well-rounded linebacker. I think that draft is chef's kiss.
I agree. I think we did pretty good on this with trading back. You know, I mean, granted, we only traded back a few spots, but I think ultimately it worked out. They gave us a B overall.
Yes.
Well,
we got some chat things. We're okay here. Good. All right. Well, we're already at 110. So unless you got anything else you want to talk about, we went over where some of those up-and-coming dates are going to be for the OTAs, any other news and stuff like that we'll be covering tomorrow night, I'm sure. I believe Clayton will be back. I would believe for sure that he will be. So for those of you listening on the pod, unless, Tim, you got anything else you want to close with?
Just real quick, up in the – wait, it's in this corner right here. The QR code for PackerNet Podcast, you can scan that right there on your screen. It'll take you to the flagship. Make sure you support. You can get all your content over there. Big shout-out to Ryan Schlipp and Jake Shavink over there. Of course, it's always draft season. You know, you can definitely get a lot of information. Ryan did a good job on his pod earlier today breaking down some of the corners. So if you didn't get a chance to check out Pack Daddy, make sure you go give that a listen. That QR code up there will take you right home to PackerNet Podcast. Jacob, this was fun, man.
Yeah, that we were worried that we weren't have enough content to film. And of course, here we are running 10, 15 minutes over. So hey, that's it always works.
There we go. We'll definitely be back at you live for PTA tomorrow night as well with Clayton. I'm assuming Clayton will be here. If not, me and you will just take over again. We'll do another mock draft. We'll trade up. We'll trade down. We'll trade some players, right?
That would be a crazy one to do. I don't know. We'd have to try to think about what would make it realistic. That would actually be interesting because I saw an article today that said something about us trading one of our backup tackles to the Cowboys. So who knows? Wow. We'll see. We'll toss it.
Yeah, maybe that's what we do. Or we just do a completely unrealistic draft approach.
Yeah.
We could try that as well.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate the support, everybody, on all the platforms, YouTube, Rumble. We're on Twitter as well.
Hit that like if you could real quick.
Absolutely. Help that algorithm. Smash that like button for us. We'll be back at you tomorrow night, 7 Central for PTA Live. For those of you listening on the pod.
That was really good.
Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's go out and be the change we want to see in the world. And what do we say, Jacob?
Go Pack, go.
The power sweep. Actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
We ask our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. We tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. You look at this play, where we're trying to get a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.